This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation. Mr. Modi stated this in a social media post after releasing 109 high-yielding climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. He further added that the climate-friendly and high-yielding varieties of crops will boost the income of farmers. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers, and medicinal plants. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce their expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. Mr. Modi also lauded the scientists for their development of these new crop varieties. Later, addressing the media, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the seeds of these crops are climate-friendly and can yield good even in adverse weather. Our correspondent also spoke to some of the farmers who attended the program. They expressed confidence that such crops will help increase their income. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by US-based short seller Hindenburg Research. The country's stock market regulator emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and provision for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and their transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. It also asked investors to take note of the disclaimer in the report that states that readers should assume that Hindenburg Research may have short positions in the securities covered in the report. It further said that the allegations made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group have been duly investigated by SEBI. The SEBI said that it remains committed to ensuring the integrity of India's capital markets and its orderly growth and development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Maldives is a key partner for the India in the Indian Ocean region and the two nations aspire to turn their cooperation into a modern partnership. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking after inaugurating the Addu Reclamation Project and Addu Shore Protection Project in Maldives. The External Affairs Minister said India has partnered with the government of Maldives on the Addu Reclamation and Shore Protection Project to find a sustainable way to develop Addu as a regional hub. Dr. Jaishankar said this ambitious program of $80 million involves reclamation for tourist development purposes as well as for the overall economic development of Addu. President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi this evening after concluding her three-nation state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Apart from strengthening the bilateral relations, MOUs and bilateral agreements on key aspects were signed during the visit. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu was conferred the Companion of the Order of Fiji and the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste, both the highest civilian decorations of the countries. Heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life in several parts of North India. National capital Delhi received moderate to heavy rainfall today, causing massive waterlogging in several areas. Punjab today witnessed heavy rain at this scale for the first time in the current monsoon season. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a yellow alert for many districts. In Himachal Pradesh, flood-related incidents resulted in 12 deaths today, while 3 persons are missing. Our correspondent reports relief operations are underway in the affected areas. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar during the next 7 days. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the curtains will come down on Paris Olympics 2024 tonight with a spectacular closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. India ended its campaign at the Games in the 71st position with a silver and 5 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.